This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
What's up, peeps? Welcome back to Rebranding Safety. This week we're just doing a little update episode, tell you all about the new structure. Remember all those months and months ago I said we're going to move over to a new structure? Probably not, because I did it at the beginning of the Safety 172 miniseries, which turned out to be a fucking lifetime. So you probably forgot, I nearly forgot, but now it is happening. So we've got some wicked stuff coming up in Q2 of 2021, and today's episode is just going to be focused on telling you what that's going to look like, what's going to feel like, what's it going to sound like. Let's jump into the intro and we'll get right into it.
Problem in safety isn't deviation, it's complexity.
Health and safety has gone mad.
Health and safety is trying to unpick having gone mad in the past.
There's no one solution or one problem. The problem is that we are looking for one solution.
Does the structure of the team allow them to flourish?
Feel safe enough to be uncomfortable.
The environment defines our behaviours.
People aren't the problem, they're the solution.
Rebranding Safety, crushing a stereotype. Brought to you by RiskBlue. Oakley dokily, let's get into it. Let's do it nice and quick. It's going to be a short episode, primarily for the reason, one, there's not much to say, just some cool ass updates, and two, that I know I've got a migraine going. I never wear my glasses when I go for a run, and I then proceeded to go on LinkedIn, and I've started doing more LinkedIn stories, so hopefully you like them. If they're shit, just let me know. James, they're shit, we've had enough of you, we don't want to hear from you anymore. And then I'll stop doing them, or I might not, because I actually quite enjoy doing them. But we'll see how they go. You know what I'm like, I'm not going to commit to anything, I'll do it. If it doesn't work, I'll just stop doing it. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so I didn't wear my glasses the whole time doing that, and then I was on LinkedIn and I got distracted, and then I was doing the kitchen and I was doing the bins, and then I did all that without the glasses on, because I can kind of see without my glasses on. It's just the fine detail that kind of starts to go a little bit blurry, but it strains my eyes. So then I get these, like, I think the optician called it ocular migraines. Get these like blurry lines in your vision, like you can't see anything that's in front of you. Freaking weird, man. And then at the end of that, when the lines go, there's a migraine coming. So if you're clever about it, which I was today, I bang some Nurofen in. Yes, mate, banging on those hard drugs, because that's the kind of guy I am. Whilst I'm here sipping on a green juice, because I'm healthy as healthy AF. What was I saying? Green juice, man. I always feel so healthy when I drink green juice. Like, just feel so much healthier. Like, straight away. It's like an immediate... I don't think this is scientific. It's more psychological. Like, I feel immediately healthy. So good. That's what I was saying. I was saying that this is going to be a short episode because I've got a migraine coming. I can feel it. But I've taken the old hard drugs. So hopefully they're going to hit at the same time as the migraine. But then I've just realised if those drugs exist to, like, they find the source of the pain and then they kill it, hence painkillers, and I took it before I had pain, it's not going to work, is it? Oh, shit. Anyway, this is not the All About James podcast. This is not the This Is My Life story. This is not the Tracy Beaker show of safety. Can you remember Tracy Beaker? Such a great show. Anyway, this is to tell you all about the updates, the changes, the future of Rebranding Safety. So, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, I told you we're going to go over to a new structure of content. Can you remember that? No, probably not, because I made the rookie-ass mistake of doing that announcement at the beginning of a huge mini-series, which was the Safety 172 mini-series, so that was a absolute cock up. Well done, James. Absolutely well done. That's supposed to be like an audience. Like, there we go. Well done, James. Well done. Anyway, get back into it. Nah, I've got to get down with these sound effects things. I'm not very good at it yet. So, updates. What is happening? So, a few changes on the podcast. I did tell you about these, but again, it was a long time ago, so here we go. We will be moving to a monthly based structure, and that will start next week. And each month will start with a interview. So an interview episode, same as what you've heard for a long time. Have an interview with someone else. Let me turn that music down a wee bit. So you'll have an interview, normal shit, me just talking with them, having a very emergent conversation, and then that'll be it. And then the following week, I'll reflect on that episode. So it'd be me just waffling about, you know what it's like, I make some notes. We did this through the Safety 1, Safety 2 miniseries, which is why it took so long. I reflect on it, I make some notes, and then I give my thoughts, maybe some behind the scenes of what happened, what didn't happen, you know, stuff like that. I think you're liking them, these episodes, because the analytics are telling me liking them, even though analytics of a podcast, I'm not really that great, but not our podcast, like podcasting in general. Is not great, like, because it's in multiple platforms, really hard to get good analytics. But anyway, and all of the rest of these episodes are podcast exclusive, so it's only the interviews that are going on YouTube. So if you're an avid podcast listener, this is for you, baby. These three episodes, so you get me, just me, reflecting on that interview. And then the following week will be, remember back in the day where I would just chit chat about something? That's what the following week's going to be. So I did one last week. No, not last week. I wasn't very well last week, so we didn't manage to get them out. So what was it? The week before, I just read through my notes on the safety of work, work of safety, safety work, safety of work paper. You know what I mean? Just read through my notes of that. So just going to keep that random, man. And then the cool thing that we're doing on the last week of the month, for each quarter, there will be a new co-host. So there'll be a quarterly co-host, is what we're calling them. The quarterly co-host. Today's quarterly co-host, we bring you... insert name. So, that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring... how that works is we ask somebody, or somebody comes to us and says, hey, I want to be a quarterly co-host. So if you're listening to this and you want to be a quarterly co-host, then you can come on. What does that mean? What does that look like? That's me and this other quarterly co-host. We're going to do whatever. Whatever that person wants. So if you have a message to communicate, you have something you're passionate about, something that you want to listen to, but you can't find it anywhere. So you're thinking, damn, I'm going to talk about it. We're giving you the space. I want to give you the space. So me and you will get together, a couple of planning calls, and we'll go, what do you want to talk about? And they'll say, I want to talk about this. And then you go, okay, cool. You've got three shows to do that. Now, obviously, I have to be part of that. It's my show, so it's a co-host situation. But basically, me and you could co-interview someone, jointly interview someone. We could just chat about a subject. We could do a scheme of three-phased approach to something, like step one, step two, step three. Or we could do whatever you want. I am open to ideas. And we are starting... we are starting with a good one this quarter. Oh, it's good. If you're on LinkedIn and you're in the safety space, you will know Laura Orcott. 100% you will know her. She plows social media. She gets it. And she works for HSE Recruitment. She is a kind of specialist safety recruiter. She's very well known in this space, very well respected in this space. And she was... one of the most impressive people that sent us a little video, because in the beginning, let me give some context to this. In the beginning, we actually were just going to have a co-host for that one show and then have them indefinitely until they want to move on. And then I was like, oh, I can't pick. I don't want to turn anyone down, blah, blah, blah. And basically, we asked them to send us videos, and a few of them did send us videos. We asked them to tell us why they want to be a co-host and what they would bring to the show. And actually, Laura's video was the most impressive. So we went back to Laura and said, look, we're not sure if it's going to look like a a co-host indefinitely. We're not sure if it's going to be, we're not really sure what it is, but we like your video. You know, when I say wig, it's the rebranded safety company of me and my wife. And yeah, so we knew Laura was going to come on. We just didn't know what that looked like. And then we were on a dog walk and I was like, oh, I need to work this out. How am I going to do this? And a lot of you had asked for, in the poll, like a rotating co-host. There was loads of people in the comments and messaging me that said, you should have like a rotating co-host. And I thought logistically, that's going to be a nightmare. I am trying to streamline this process so that I can actually get on with my life and a job and running Project Meletium and so on and so forth. So I was like, how am I going to get this working? And then me and my wife went on dog walkers. She was like, what about doing it like quarterly, like a quarterly co-host? And I was like, do you know what? That could actually work. And we talked about it for the rest of this walk around this lovely place called Summerlees, around the corner from me. Gorgeous, gorgeous country park. And by the time we finished this walk, I was like, you know what? Damn, that's it. We've nailed it. So that's it. So each quarter, on the last show of the month, for 3 months within that quarter, that person will have that show, same length, like an hour and a half-ish, to talk about a subject, an issue, some burning kind of topic they want to talk about. So we are looking for quarterly co-hosts. We have two for this year already. So we have Laura Orcott and then follow up with Rob Fisher. Rob Fisher is going to come on and do like a how to do safety too, if you want to call it that, how to do new view, whatever, behavioural safety, you know, a better, how to do safety better, essentially, is what he's going to come on. And he's going to focus on the how. So we're going to have three distinct lessons. Me and Rob are going to talk about three distinct lessons for three episodes. It's going to be good. We had a little planning call for it the other day. It's going to be good, people. And what is Laura going to do this quarter? We're going to do something cool. We're going to do something real cool. And I'm excited for this. We are going to talk to CEOs, normal people, not safety professionals, operational people. Why? Because they're the people that are going to employ you. So we're just going to have a chinwag. Me and Laura are going to interview some great and grand CEOs, MDs, whatever they are, but the leaders, the operational bosses of the companies. Laura's idea, great idea. I've been trying to get people at events to do this stuff for ages. I tried to get it at a certain event I was just involved in and they, for some reason, didn't do it. I made it extremely hard to do it. But anyway, it was, yeah. So, I mean, for me, I think this is great. It's a good opportunity for us to hear from the people that are employing us. It's a good opportunity to hear from the people who are internal customers. So I think it's a great idea. I love it. As soon as Laura said it, I was like, yes, I've been trying to do this at events. Let's do it on the podcast. Such a good idea. So Laura's got us some great guests lined up and we're going to co-interview them, which I'm excited for. I haven't done that yet. That's a new thing, man. I'm like totally excited for that. So that's going to be good. So quick overview of the new structure. The month will begin with an interview. It will follow with a reflection episodes from me. Then it will follow with a just chatting random stuff in the following episode. And then we'll have the quarterly co-host, which could be anything. But for the first 3 months, the first quarter, it's going to be me and Laura Orcott interviewing some of the best and biggest and brightest CEOs to kind of decide what you want, what they want from you, and so on and so forth. And then we'll follow that in the next quarter with the same structure, but our quarterly co-host will be Rob Fisher from the lovely place of America. So if you want to be a quarterly co-host, we are obviously looking. We have one more quarter left this year, and then we'll also be booking up for next year. So please, if you have a subject, if you have a topic you would love to talk about and get into it and use this space for three episodes, then this is, I'm here for you, baby. This is your show just as much as it is mine. So it doesn't matter if you're not this big time consultant. It doesn't matter if you're anything. If you're just, you consider yourself to be a mere safety advisor, there's no such thing. So you're like, oh, I couldn't do that. I'm nothing compared to, nah, mate. You have value. Listening to me, whoever you are, you have value. And you have a topic that you want to talk about. I know you do. So drop me a line, because I'm giving you the space to talk about it. So hopefully I'm going to get loads of messages for quarterly co-hosts. And we'll be absolutely booked up to the brim, which would be great. So that's the sitch. That's where we are. What some other changes coming on Rebound and Safety are, we have a little proper sponsorship coming up. I'm really excited to work with these people. They're doing some absolutely amazing work, and they're an amazing company as well. A proper sponsorship. So you're going to start hearing some proper adverts, like live read, as they call it. So me reading out an advert for them at the beginning of every podcast. If you don't like it, suck it up, because, well, this is a really good company and I want you to listen to them. I want you to hear from them and I want you to work for them, because, frankly, they can help you. But if you still don't like it, then sorry, suck it up, because this is a free podcast and mama's got to pay the bills. You know what I mean? Mama's got to pay the bills. I don't know why I just said that, but do you know what I mean? Bills need paying. And this, you know, ain't cheap to do this stuff. And we've been doing it free for 2 years. So it's really nice to get some support. What else? I'm also running Project Meletium on the side. So what is Project Meletium? Project Meletium is a membership, a mastermind membership community, essentially. It's complementary to your existing memberships, and it's aimed at kind of development for both your safety understanding, your risk understanding, your human and organizational performance, human factor, cultural behaviors, whatever, all of that stuff, your understanding of that, but also your development in your career. So we're kind of looking for three different types of people. So if you are one of these, then this 100% is for you. If you are a new safety professional just joining a career and want to join a community that can proper shove a rocket up that wazoo of your development, this is the place for you, 100%. Or maybe you're in the middle of a career, you've traditionally been educated, and you're like, oh, there's got to be something else to this, something a bit better, because I'm not really making it anywhere. And then you've heard of maybe the Safety 2, Safety New View, whatever new stuff, and you're like, what, that doesn't even make sense. Is it really that new? I'm not really sure. How do we actually implement this? This community is 100% for you. And if you're a bit like, I don't get that new view stuff and I don't like it, it's all bullshit, this is also for you, because we need people, diverse people in this community, and we all hash it out together. The whole point of this community is to make better workplaces. So if that's you, this is 100% for you. And then it turns out a little side group of people that seem to be getting some amazing benefits out of our community, out of our growing community, is the people that are a bit more established in their career, a bit more experienced in their career, and they want to give back. And maybe they considered mentoring or something like that, but actually they thought, I don't just want to do like one or two people. I want to try and give back to as many people as possible. Then they are seeming to love this, which we didn't plan for, but actually is such a lovely thing to see. And as it turns out, they came in with the intention to give back. We had like two, we've got two members that are a bit more established in their career. Like, one's an ex HSC quarry inspector, legendary guy, and you know, he wanted to give back and he wanted to kind of give his experience and help younger safety professionals, and that's why he joined. And now he's coming to us and saying, you know, whilst it's amazing to be able to help so many people in such a condensed amount of time, he's also learning from them as well. So it's absolutely amazing to see. So yeah, that's my side business. And basically, that's open to anyone. You can go to www.projectmeletium.com, and I shall be slotting in adverts for Project Meletium in these podcasts as well. So yeah, a couple of adverts in there now. Because, yeah, we need to make money, people, and we need to survive. So that's it. And also, like, I genuinely think that we're doing some amazing stuff at Project Meletium, so please go and check it out. All members get paid the same price. You'll come in and you'll get three sets of different call sessions. So everyone gets to come to our weekly community calls, which are turning up just to be amazing. Everyone gets to come to our book club. Everyone gets a newsletter. Everyone comes to our quarterly wagon wheel, which is essentially like a mini event / mastermind event, all crammed into one, where we'll all join the Zoom call and we'll have a keynote speaker. Then we'll go into breakout rooms, come back into the room. There'll be a presentation and we'll go back into breakout rooms. So amazing. You also get access to our resource library, which is full of just loads of stuff. And then you you get short courses, which we're developing this year as well. So everyone will get that. So we'll start getting some more condensed versions of an advert. I'm not going to talk this long about it every episode, don't worry. But little adverts, Project Meletum. And I hope to see you there at the community. And I hope you're looking forward to this new structure. If you're not, you can message me and say, James, what horrendous idea for that structure. What a load of shit. What were you thinking? And I'll say, well, we've been putting this together for months now, so I'm just going to see how it goes. But thank you for your feedback. what else is going on? That's it, really, people. That's the main updates. We've got a big sponsor coming up, which I'm so excited about. And that's a sponsor for YouTube as well, so you'll be seeing little adverts for them on our videos as well. But otherwise, that's just 20 minutes of me waffling, chatting shit, and about 30 seconds of me actually telling you what you needed to know, what the structure of this channel is going to be for the next, for the foreseeable future. And I'm going to go now. So thanks for watching. I'll catch you next week in the first episode of our new structure, where we will be having an interview. We'll be talking to, drum roll please, I haven't decided or edited that episode yet, so I don't even know who it is myself. Hey, we are on the ball here at Rebound Safety. All right, peeps, I'm going to go. I'm going to stop waffling. I shall catch you next week. Safe.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the position of the companies. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are examples only based on limited and dated open source information and should not be utilised in real life as the only solution available. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the companies. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, or otherwise, without prior written permission from James McPherson.